mysterious thing, these feasts of the dedication of a church like this one, John Lateran, the first church in Rome. You probably just heard all about that, didn't you? On the Lateran Hill, long before St. Peter's. And so it's the, sort of, the, in a way, the mother church in Rome. The mother church is Jerusalem. And we're hoping to return there and have the Pope live there. And that may happen, yeah, you know. Anyway, the readings are trying to superimpose two notions that can help us. One is that the temple is the dwelling place of God, and from there flow life. And as the this text from Ezekiel points out. And the other is, you're the temple. You're the place where God is worshipped and loved and adored and praised. You're the temple, individually and collectively. So all of these themes are here to help us understand why we celebrate the dedication of the church. We have a few others like it. See, if we ever got that thing paid off across the street, we'd have a dedication of the church. We'd have a day every year when we celebrate the feast of the dedication of St. John Neumann Church. First reading, then, is an eschatological vision of the source of all blessing. The angel brought me to the entrance of the temple, and I saw water flowing out. Now, around here, water flowing out, that'd be very nice, but this is desert. This is, if water doesn't come, everything dies here. And it's, you see, there are long seasons when there is no water. During that season, those seasons, women hang their clothes up at 8 o'clock at night. There's going to be no dew, there's going to be nothing, you know. And they'll dry overnight. So, the most glorious way you can express blessing is to speak about water. And that's why, see, to the entrance of the temple, and I saw water flowing out from beneath the threshold of the temple toward the east. So it goes out from the gate, down the hill, into the valley, the Kedron Valley. And from there, it flows along with the Jordan down to the Dead Sea and changes it. As it's going, this water that's from the temple, you see, is making everything fruitful. There's fruit every month, a different kind of fruit on these trees for us. And so you have to speak symbolically here, because the whole idea of building a church is a symbol. In the Middle Ages, the building of a cathedral was a religious act. Those who were going to do that had to go to confession, be reconciled to their enemies, or they couldn't partake in the building of the temple, of the cathedral. They also had what you might call the grandfather of all prayer meetings. Every night they gathered together to sing and praise God. And there were healings. It was a sacred thing. Nowadays, we pay a contractor $2 million and tell them to do it this way. Those days, everybody came to build this thing. And it was a sacred act. So, why? Because, see, that's us. We are the temple of God. And we have to build ourselves up. And it moves on from there. I can't go through the whole thing, but these are marvelous. This feast is so full. The waters of the river gladden the city of God, the holy dwelling of the Most High. That's the refrain for this Psalm 46. And the second of the refrains we had, there is a stream whose runlets gladden the city of God, the holy dwelling of the Most High. God is in its midst, it shall not be disturbed. God will help it at the break of dawn. He's decided to live there, so he'll protect it. Now, Paul takes all that and applies it to the body of Christ. You are God's building. According to the grace of God given to me, like a wise master builder, I laid a foundation, and another is building upon it. But each one must be careful how he builds. For no one can lay a foundation other than the one that is there, namely Jesus Christ. Like trying to build a community without the foundation of Jesus Christ. You can't do it. And see, all of these things are just exterior expressions of what the Holy Spirit is doing in us and among us. Do you not know that you are the temple of God? You singular, you plural. And that the Spirit of God dwells in you? If anyone destroys God's temple, God will destroy that person. For the temple of God, which you are, is holy. Now just think of the importance of matter. Without a body, we can't be a temple. And with a body, we can live with God forever. And so, then the rededication of the temple, when it was destroyed by the Assyrians, and then rebuilt, that's the feast of Hanukkah. Still celebrated, even though the temple area is occupied by a mosque. Something's got to be done about that one of these days, but peacefully. And so, here, you're God's building. And if you're not building up one another, you're not the temple of God. Then, the gospel. Where this temple, which is supposed to be this place of meeting with God, the dwelling place, the reflection, the manifestation of who the people are, has become a marketplace. We have to watch that too. Huh? It's okay to take up a collection, but to be preoccupied with money. So he went and he found, and you just heard it. You see, so oxen, sheep, and doves, they have to. Because the material doesn't have to be right there on the porch, but only certain animals of a certain amount of ritual purity are acceptable for sacrifice. So, in these days, there was the guys up on the top, you see, had an approval that all their animals had been inspected by the priests and they were all suitable for sacrifice. But the poor farmers were at the bottom over by the Kedron Valley. And they were selling, but we can't tell you till you get here whether you just what you bought is really acceptable. It's what we would call today a monopoly, huh? That's one of the reasons the Lord was so mad. Not only defiling the temple, but defiling the poor. And so that's why he got in there and drove the whole crowd of them out. Don't make my Father's house a marketplace. Fine. But what about me? Do I make myself, my body, my spirit, my soul, my memory a marketplace? It's supposed to be a temple of God where God is worshipped night and day. So that's when he ordered this, gave this challenge. Destroy this temple and in 3 days I'll raise it up. Now it took, I guess they tell him here, 46 years. It wasn't quite finished yet at this point. They were just putting the finishing touches on it when the Romans destroyed it. But he was speaking about the temple of his body. His body. We are his body. And so, in raising himself up, or being raised by the glory of the Father, as Paul says, that's the promise and the cause of our resurrection. To be, body and soul in heaven with all the millions, and together we make up the eternal temple where God is loved and worshipped. See, so that's destroy this temple and in 3 days I will raise it up. This temple took 46 years, and I just said it wasn't, when the Romans destroyed it, there were still a few things that had to be fixed yet, and so it wasn't finished yet. He was speaking about the temple of his body. Yes, his body. But his body is joined to our body. That's what baptism is all about. We become the body of Christ, right? We become the temple of God. They agree with me. There's so much poetry and insight if you take the time. Because, I am the temple of God. We are the temple of God. So if I do something that tears a few stones out of the temple, I'll hear from God. You can't do that. This church, and that's why the tragedy of the disunity among Christians, we're tearing the temple apart. Where God wants to dwell. And so, raise it up in 3 days. Therefore, when he was raised from the dead, his disciples remembered. What is Jesus' promise? That when the Holy Spirit comes, he will remind you of everything I said to you. Well, what good would it do to remind us? He said this, he said that, he said the other thing, but I don't know what it means. I mean, that's not a real reminding, is it? They understand now. And that's a promise that we have. We can understand. And so they came to believe the scripture and the word Jesus had spoken. That was God's word. So that's why the church makes this big celebration. On it, the consecration of a church and the anniversary of it. And this one is the dedication of the first church, big church in Rome. And then later, when they built St. Peter's in the Vatican, Vatican's one of the hills in Rome, and instead of being on this hill, it was on the Vatican hill. So St. Peter's But still, the mother church is John Lateran. The church dedicated to St. John, that's on the Lateran Hill. So what's the conclusion of all of that? Watch what you do with your body. Eat, drink, think, laugh. Watch what you do with your body. You, individually and collectively, are the temple of God.